We're having a lot of questions from the industry, and so the first one on my list, guys, is what exactly is free learning?
Good place to start. You can go to the RAID website, www.diveraid.com, and click on the free learning button to get an overview of what this is all about. I mean, everything you need to know is there. However, I think the best answer or the best way to explain this is to talk about some of the finer points that people have missed.
It's a really interesting concept. It's got a lot of people talking. Why was it implemented initially?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, one of the first questions we received from the diving community after the launch, and from our members, was what's the story behind free learning? If you're giving stuff away for free, why? And what's the catch? Well, the answer is pretty simple, and there's no smoke and mirrors. We, RAID, has led the industry with regards to online diver training for years, and it's been possible to preview certain courses in our system for all those years. So free learning, just a logical next step. It's an entirely open platform offering all the academics we offer at no cost. In other words, we've opened the library doors. We've thought about this for a while. Imagine a major training agency opening up its entire academics to anyone who's interested. It's totally unprecedented. And with the situation that's now exists here in the world, it seemed like the right time to do it. Tough times, let's be proactive. The catch, well, there really isn't one. Free learning is free learning.
No, I get it. But not free training.
No, not free training. We can't give the training away because if we gave the training away, then our dive centers, our instructors, our instructor trainers wouldn't have any way to make money, and then they'd go out of business, and no one would be. It would be a great move.
Exactly. Okay, good. So how do free learning divers allocate my center?
Okay, so couple of scenarios. When a visitor goes to the RAID site and registers for free learning, they get to pick a dive center to be associated with. Normally, that would be one close to where they live, but it could be one close to where they want to dive someday. In any event, in any case, a student can change their allocated dive center at any time after registering. So, you go on, you register, and then once you're registered, you find a dive center that appeals to you, and you allocate that as your dive center. An alternative is when a dive center itself invites a diver or one of their past students to join free learning. So you may have already done a program with someone, and in that case, they kind of get hold of you and they invite you with a special URL in the message that's generated automatically for them, and that immediately, once you respond to it, that immediately associates you with that specific dive center. It's pretty seamless.
Okay, yeah, no, that's pretty cool. So within the members area now, on the RAID website, can dive centers see free learning students? Is it kind of set up in the same way as their current dive center lists, student lists, and people within their system as a dive center?
Yeah, that's a very that's probably the second most asked question from our members. Can a dive center see the people who signed up for free learning? The answer is yes. When a student picks a dive center that they want to be associated with, the dive center can see them and their student listing and can sort of get some of their background and what their interests are, and then the dive center can communicate with them. Eventually, when the student If the student wants to complete the training, the thought is that it'll be through that dive center. So when they get into the water with an instructor and all of that stuff, then it'll be through that dive center.
Okay. All right. Well, that brings up another critical detail, really. A question that we're being asked is, can the instructors then be allocated to free learning courses by the center itself?
So this is a It's really the way the system was built originally when the RAID online system was originally conceived. The quick answer to that is no. The dive center can't allocate an instructor to work and coach a free learning student, the system just doesn't allow that to happen. To be able to do that, the student has to commit to the full training. In other words, they have to buy a training package. It's got nothing to do, no impact on the free learning, but when it actually comes to getting an instructor and working with that instructor to coach you through the process and to work out a schedule with you to get in the water and do the exciting part of the training, that has to happen after the student is committed to actually doing the training.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I get that. So that comes back to that point about free learning and not free training. You know, that it clearly separates that process between them being able to learn and paid instruction at that point.
Yeah, that's it exactly. As you mentioned earlier on, you know, we're perfectly happy giving away the academic learning portion of the courses for nothing, and that's our commitment, and that will carry on long after this present situation has changed and hopefully ameliorated. But the dive center and the instructor, they have to keep the lights on, they have to pay their bills, and the way that they do that is delivering actual training. And as a member of the RAID executive, if you like, if I gave that stuff away for free, I'd get lynched. Something I probably should explain is that if you're signing on as a student, the quizzes, and this is another one of those things that where the not having an instructor might be a problem. If you try the quizzes as you're going through the program and you've had no coaching, you've got no mentor, if you get sort of 10 failed attempts in the quizzes, the feature that's built into the traditional RAID program is that the program is then locked. In other words, you can't go back into it. There's no way for the dive center to unlock that program right now. But let's say as a student, you just, or as a someone who's interested, you logged in for a free Deco 50 program and you go into it and you've read the materials, but you get one of the quizzes wrong. What you can do is then say, well, I didn't quite manage that one. Let me try something that's a little further down, easier, a little easier on the curriculum, say a Deco 40. So you can open up the Deco 40 because it's all free and you can work through that. And maybe by working through that, you might kind of get twigged onto what it was in the Deco 50 that you missed 10 times. And of course, this is, you know, as you do, you know, what's part of the value of the training from an instructor or the instruction from an instructor, and that is that you would have actual guidance and support through that program. So no one need worry about, oh, I got those questions wrong, I'm gonna hurt myself. Because when you're actually working with an instructor, part of his or her job is to work around those missing bits of knowledge.
Yeah, and I'm hearing that quite a lot from the industry too. That guidance and support can be done through free learning. And it's quite nice to point students to appropriate courses within free learning as well, isn't it? So I think I get that completely. I think that makes total sense. So as an aside, I can't see free learning on the Mobi platform. Is that right?
Yeah, and that's another one of those things. Our IT department, you know, they're working on other projects, and for them to turn around and make the free learning available on the mobile platform apparently is quite a bit of programming. So if you're looking for free learning on RAID's mobile platform or from learningtoscuba.com, you know, the website, you won't find it. Those apps and those platforms are only available to students who've signed up for the fully activated training. Yeah, so unfortunately not.
The takeaway for me back to dive centers will be when they're talking to their free learners, they need to encourage them not to register on their phones because they won't see those free courses listed on their phones easily, will they?
Yeah, that's unfortunate, but you know, again, as I said, it's programmed into the current system, and we couldn't make the investment in time and energy that it was going to take to actually make that available.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, thanks, Steve. So in summary, can we summarize, really?
Well, I mean, I think really and truly what it boils down to is that in spite of the way it might appear, the most important thing to think about is that free learning isn't a discount. It's not a special offer. It's here to stay. In other words, RAID academics are now open to the public. We have nothing to hide. Well, we have lots to hide, but we're not hiding it. All we've done is really open up that library to everyone and anyone. We're proud of what we have to offer. We're proud of our manuals and our training philosophy. And we, in a way, we wanted to move away from that protectionist attitude. You know, we think scuba, at least scuba diving with RAID, is a bit bigger than that. And we don't offer training, which is a business relationship between the student and the dive center or the instructor. But what we do offer is the learning materials, and those are now available. We've changed the business relationship between RAID and the diver. That's all it is.
Great. Okay. Well, thanks for answering those questions. I'm sure there'll be more. So let's look forward to the industry looking further at this. And I thank you for your time.